worship service this morning. My prayer is that Jesus Christ would be revealed to all of us in a more full way, especially as we focus around his coming. I don't know if you can all see that or not. If you focus on the white letters, it might look like Hebrew or some foreign language. But there is a revelation in this little thing. Some people can't see it right away. Some can. I don't know if you can see it over here or not. What language that's written in? Well, our studies in our Sunday mornings as adults have been about the revelation of Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation. It's all about Jesus being revealed and exalted, the triumph of Jesus, the exaltation of who Jesus Christ is. And this morning's lesson, as Jesus is revealed to the world as God's Son, it was all about revealing who God was, who God is. If I had been in Judah during the days of Herod, would I have recognized the Son of God? Would I have recognized this infant as being God's Son? Would you? How many people did? How many recognized him as God's Son? It was a revelation to a few people, a very few people. If I had grown up with the boy Jesus, Nazareth, mingled with him as he played and as he was a friend to me, would I have recognized his kingship? How many people did? Scripture says Mary pondered all these things in her heart. But the Bible says that neither did his brethren believe on him. Even when he was grown, they didn't believe in him. Would you have recognized him? Or when he came out of the wilderness and began to preach in his hometown, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, with that anointing on his life, would I have recognized him? Would you have recognized him? When he came to his hometown, they didn't recognize him. They didn't accept him. They were offended at him when he came to Nazareth and didn't receive him. So, I don't know about your experience, but sometimes, or oftentimes, it's very difficult to see how Jesus Christ is active in my present situation. What's happened? What's he doing? Where is he? How is he being exalted? What kind of revelation is coming out of my life of Jesus Christ? Maybe in an ordinary day, when today is the same as yesterday and you expect tomorrow will be the same, just ordinary days. Does Jesus show up? Is he revealed in your life? Is he revealed in my life? Or in a difficult situation, in a sickness or a disappointment or a tragedy, a sadness, can we find Jesus? Can we see him? Is he revealed, or is he in a fog and we wonder where is he? Or maybe in some great accomplishments that we have in our life, and the realization of a goal, a dream. Do we recognize God at work? Do we recognize him involved in our lives? Is Jesus Christ being revealed? Is there revelation of him in my life? My thoughts are coming out of 1 Peter chapter 1. We'd like to look at some of those. You know, I've lived for many years not experiencing too many ordinary days in my mind. My life has been an adventure, a daily adventure, and extraordinary days as I perceive them. And that's wonderful to live like that. And but you know, in the last month and a half of my life, I have spun into a time of soul searching that has involved my physical strength. It has involved my emotional strength, and even my spiritual strength. For many years, I could see God in the little things of life. I saw Him come through in big things in big ways over and over. But this last month and a half, since we're back from Asia, I have had a very difficult time to see God. He seemed to be mysteriously clothed in some language. He seems to be kind of, he's there. I know he's there, but I'm not sure how he's acting in my life. But I know that it's about the revelation of Jesus Christ. I know it's about his exaltation and his preeminence that he wants to have in my life. My strength, my physical strength, has become weakness. I'm fatigued. I'm exhausted many days. I find it very difficult to get up and about. My optimism, which I normally am, has become negativity in many ways. My efficiency that I used to believe in so much, and my effectiveness has dropped off. Vision has kind of become just existence for me. I just exist. I'm living. And so I share this not so that you pity me or that so that you have sympathy on me, but I share this to say that I'm going through a journey that I have never been in before, and I'm not sure what it's about. But I know that the purpose of God for our lives as believers is to reveal His Son more fully. And that's what I'm committed to. I'm staked to Him. I'm staked to His life. My commitment is to Him. And I have recognized my need of others more than I ever have before in my life. My need for my family, my need for my friends, my need for my church, my need for my colleagues. And I've had to adjust a number of things in my life in the last weeks. And it's been a very humbling experience for me. I have always liked to see myself as a can-do-it person, knock it out, take over. But God has brought me into a night of the soul that has been searching, has caused me to search very deeply about where my securities lie, who I am, who is this man, who am I? And those are deep questions that are honest, have been honest for me, and I keep coming back to the fact that it's about the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's about Him being revealed, even when it's hard to trace it. And just like throughout the Scriptures, when Israel was promised a Messiah, when the world was promised a Messiah, the cord or the trail of those prophecies were very vague, and they were very far and in between. And the prophets didn't really know what they were talking about all the time. They looked through into it with mystery. So these thoughts kind of tie to this 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7 through verse 13. I'd like to read these. I have, in making some adjustments in my life, I've had to hand some things over to some others, and just to share that Sam Gerich has agreed to step into the superintendency to help out here during this season, and I really appreciate that. But here in this portion here, we see the revelation, how Jesus Christ wants to be revealed, how He wants to appear, and how He wants to be made manifest in various dimensions of life. Verse 7, 1 Peter chapter 1, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. This isn't just talking about when Jesus comes back. It's talking about Jesus appearing in our life through the things that we face. Does Jesus show up? Whom having not seen, you love, in whom, though now you see Him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. I can't say I'm there in that last part of the verse, but I am in that middle part, whom having not seen, or though now you see him not, yet believing, this is my anchor, and this is all of our anchor. Some of you may know what I'm talking about, some of you may not, but for each of us, Jesus wants to be revealed. He wants his glory to come out. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. See, the prophets didn't really know, they didn't understand everything that they were writing. They searched. Searching what? What manner of time it would be that the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. This trail of prophecy, a promise, the revelation of Jesus Christ, the revelation of Messiah was vaguely revealed to them. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister these things, which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Well, they were there when Jesus was born, looking at this wonderful thing, though they can't really understand salvation. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. It means to prepare your mind for action, prepare your life, prepare yourself for action, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ wants to be revealed. His revelation, the revelation of who he is and how he operates in our life. That's my prayer. As we're here today, we could experience a fuller revelation of him. Let's pray. Father, we come to you. We ask you, Lord, to enable us to see you more fully through the events of our life, through the fellowship of believers, and through times like this as we come together and we express our love and worship of you and we open ourselves to each other. Lord, may there be an impartation of truth in a special way to each of us this Christmastide and again today through the message and the power of the life of Christ. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.